Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to RBN. My name is Hisham Tilawi, and this is Current Issues. In this second hour, ladies and gentlemen, we will be speaking with Nahla Al-Aryan. She's the wife of Samuel Aryan, who, like I said earlier, he sits in jail. But before I go to Nahla, I want to make a few comments. But I understand we have Eddie is calling from Georgia. Before we go to Eddie, I just want to, just in case if you are just now joining us, Current Issues is a TV program that started 4 years ago. This is our first broadcast on the radio, and we're coming to you live from RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And basically, what we are going to talk about in the second hour is, do we have justice for all in the United States, or is it just justice for certain people? And how infected is our judicial system by people who exert control on our judges and our attorneys? Especially, I'm talking about our U.S. attorneys. I understand there's 8 of them who were ousted basically because of their political views. One of them is in New Mexico. His name is David Iglesias. A couple of congressmen wanted him to expedite an indictment that would have basically given the Republicans in New Mexico, I guess it was favorable to them to bring an indictment in a case, and the U.S. attorney was not ready to bring an indictment and charges in that case. So therefore, he was ousted. They basically fired him. So are congressmen, and is there influence on our judicial system? And if they are influencing U.S. attorneys, are they also influencing judges? And that's the core of our talk or conversation in the next hour, is do we have justice for all in the United States? But for right now, I'll go to Eddie from Georgia. Go ahead, Eddie.
All right.
Hi.
First of all, it's not that we don't have justice in the United States, okay? What we have is ignorance. Most Americans are ignorant of the basic laws of this country under the Constitution.
Okay.
They see what they see and they believe it. They hear what they hear and they believe it. And if you think that Iran could launch a nuclear weapon at this time of day, then I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with you, because it's going to take them another 6 years before they can make a nuclear weapon. They do not have the equipment and material that they need to make a nuclear weapon. And this is all to bring on a hype for an excuse to bring a war against Iran. And this is all because, just like that guy in New Mexico.
Yes.
The reason our lawmakers are corrupt is because our people are corrupt. All they think about is what they can get for today and what they can get for tomorrow. They don't care what anybody else does. You talk to anybody, and the first thing they'll say is, I don't want to talk religion or politics. That's the first thing they'll say.
Well, Eddie, I have to disagree with you on one thing.
Go ahead.
Our people are not corrupt. Our people, you know, you use the word ignorant. And I made a statement last month, actually, on the show a couple of weeks ago, that it really, the opinion of millions of Americans is of no value if they don't have the information and the knowledge to make that opinion.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right.
Go as far as saying they're corrupt because they are depending, they are trusting their information they get from the media that is lying to them, and the media that basically took us to war to Iran. It was an accomplice with these neocons, with the government, and that's why to war with Iraq. And they are the same media that are taking us to war with Iran.
Prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues. I am Hisham Tilawi. Now, in the time that is remaining for us, we will be discussing, you know, I appreciate the call from Eddie, but, you know, the American people, they're not corrupt. We have a corrupt government. And just to let you know who Sami Alarian is, very much Sami's story is similar to my story. I came to the United States after finishing high school and wanted to get an education. And I did not look at the United States as being bad. On the contrary, most people in the Middle East, the people, they love the people of the United States. Their problem is not with the people of the United States, and they never looked at the people of the United States as being the enemy. On the contrary, and you know, I do speeches in universities and colleges, and one of the main thing people will tell us that, Muslims want to convert Christians or kill them unless they convert to Islam. I'm sure you heard about this many times, and it's all over the internet. That is a lie. As a Muslim, if you want to know anything about Islam, you've got to go and read the Quran. It spells out everything in the Quran. Find a Muslim who will explain the Muslim religion to you. And you know, Muslims are ordered by their religion to believe in the Bible and the Torah. So if you are ordered to believe, otherwise you would not be a Muslim if you don't believe in God's messages to Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, then you're not a Muslim. So how could, you know, it's an oxymoron when you say that Muslims, unless you convert to Islam, they want to kill you. That is an oxymoron thing to say, and it is ridiculous. Samuel Arian, he's a son of Palestinian refugees. He came to the United States back in 1975, where he has lived since with his wife of 27 years. and they have five American-born children. And Sammy is a computer scientist. He taught at the University of South Florida in 1986, and he even received awards for outstanding teaching during his tenure there. Now, Sammy is an outspoken. He, just like me, the reason we started with Current Issues TV program is because we knew that the information you're getting from the media was the wrong information, and we knew that it is our duty as people who know the truth to tell you the truth. And believe me, whenever we talk one-on-one to even Americans who were saying bomb Iraq and kill Saddam and all this stuff, when we tell them the truth, when we explain to them, then they see it a different way, and they say, well, why would our media, why would our government tell us lies? And that's basically what is happening in the case of Samuel Ariane, who, by the way, started about 41 days ago, probably now 41 days, he started a hunger strike, and I'm really worried about his physical being. And we do happen to have the privilege and the honor to have Sammy's wife with us on the line. Welcome to the show, Nahla.
Thank you so much. This is Nahla Alarian, and I want to extend our greetings to everybody. Peace be upon you.
Yes, thank you, Nahla. Nahla, I want to concentrate a little bit about your family. I mean, you were the typical American family. Your husband was a university professor. You have five children. You were living the American dream, and all of a sudden, this American dream was turned into a nightmare. Tell our listeners very briefly, what is the story of Samuel Ariane?
My husband came here when he was 17 years old, and he studied here, and one of the classes that he took was about American government, and that class really influenced him a lot, because he studied that in America you can have different opinions, nothing will happen to you. A Palestinian refugee who hears all these things, of course, unfortunately, he believed all that, and he thought that, you know, as a Palestinian refugee in America, he can educate the American people about the Palestinian cause, and he can have conferences, invite scholars, activists, he can publish a magazine. But all these activities came later on to be considered by our government as illegal. You know, having like the right to assemble meetings and all that became, in the eyes of our government, illegal. And they used September 11th, the aftermath of September 11th atmosphere to go after my husband and harass him and then indict him, unfortunately. So in 2003, we, you know, received the FBI guys. 5 o'clock in the morning, they stormed our home and they took my husband. They searched our home for 12 hours for the second time, by the way. And they had a big, big trial for my husband 2 years later in 2005. During that time, of course, we had to prepare for the trial. That was really an impossible trial because, number one, we found out that they wiretapped our phones for 9 years. They had about 500,000 phone calls. We had to search among them for evidence to help us clarify things to the jury and all that. And they took my husband and put him far away from the, you know, evidence, from his lawyers, from us, like, 70 miles away from us. So that was really, you know, the government tried its best to make us lose, but the jury, after looking at the government's evidence for 6 months, and by the way, we did not present any evidence, the jury acquitted my husband on 8 of the 17 charges against him, and they deadlocked on the rest of the charges because the judge, you know, ended the deliberation of the jury suddenly because he didn't really want my husband to be acquitted, unfortunately. So we had 9 charges left, you know, and the government declared a mistrial on those 9 charges. they wanted to go ahead and have another trial, you know, although the, like, 10 out of 12 jurors wanted us to be acquitted on all the charges. But because they were vindictive and angry, of course, that they lost, they wanted to have another trial. And at the end, we signed an agreement with the government that my husband would plead guilty to supporting a Palestinian organization, giving services to people associated with it. Just, you know, by the way, nonviolent activities, very, very peaceful activities, you know, that my husband agreed to plead guilty to. And if you read the agreement, you will not even find a crime there. But anyway, the government wanted a face-saving agreement, and we gave it to them in return for my husband's freedom when he gets deported. Okay. This is just half of the story.
So basically, his only crime is speaking out his mind, because he felt that in the United States we have freedom of speech and freedom of expression. So he basically, your husband was a very successful university professor who was active in promoting Palestinian issues. And that's what I'm hearing, and that's what I'm reading from reading a lot of the information that I read about him, is basically, and as a matter of fact, he was involved politically, because I've seen a picture with him and George Bush. Was he, like, involved in campaigning and political campaigns?
Well, my husband believed that the Muslim community in America is an important part of the society. We cannot isolate ourselves. We have to really be good citizens. We have to go and vote like everyone else. And at that time, the Clinton administration used secret evidence against some Palestinians. So when in 2000, when George Bush was running for president, we approached, Gore Clinton administration, and they were very rude to Muslims, unfortunately. They were very, arrogant, and they didn't really want to talk to us. But Bush, that time, was very hospitable, very welcoming. So we talked to him, and he said that I condemn the use of secret evidence, and I will say it publicly in the debate. And that's what he did. In the second debate, in front of millions of people, he said that the use of secret evidence against Arabs and Muslims is wrong. And that was very important for us that time. So we supported him, unfortunately. But this man ended up later on not only using secret evidence, but no evidence at all.
True.
Against people, especially immigrants, and, you know, the abuses that this administration did in Guantanamo and different parts of the world, in Abu Ghraib. So, we were deceived, I believe, by, you know, his promises, by everything, and we regret voting for him, but that's what happened.
So what is going on with Sami now? Where is his case? What's the situation?
Well, when my husband signed the deal with the government, it took us months to negotiate this deal, because, first of all, we said to the government, we're not going to plead guilty to anything that has to do with violence in Palestine. Secondly, we don't want any material support, as I told you, to be also mentioned, for terrorism and all that. So the government agreed. We also insisted that the government will not ask us to cooperate. And cooperation here means that the government can take the person from one state to another state to testify before grand juries. So continue, or?
Okay. Well, when we come back, we will continue with the story of Samuel Arian. It's a tragedy. This brings the question that I threw in the first hour. Do we have justice in the United States? We will be right back with Nahla Al-Arian.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues. My name is Hisham Tilawi, and we are speaking with Nahla Alarian, the wife of Professor Sami Alarian, who sits in jail even after he was acquitted of the many charges that were put against him. And you are listening to his wife telling their story. And to me, I mean, I relate very much with Sami because his story is similar to mine. Came over to the United States, got an education, loved the country, loved the people, loved the freedom that we have or we had here. Unfortunately, a lot of these freedoms have been taken away from us. And Sami felt that he could become a good citizen and use the Constitution and use the freedom that is available to all American citizens. And he was a civic leader. As a matter of fact, Newsweek magazine named him the premier civil rights activist in America for his efforts to repeal the use of secret evidence that his wife just spoke about. And basically his activism single-handedly gathered support for House Resolution 2121, which is a bill to repeal the use of secret evidence, which had more than 130 co-sponsors and was voted favorably out of committee by the United States House of Representatives Judiciary Committee. And we will continue with Nahla. Nahla, I wanted to know, I want to know, how was your life before Sami was arrested and now? Just give me a glimpse of What was it before and what is it now? I mean, I'm sure you're living a nightmare now. Tell me about this nightmare that you're living.
Well, to tell you the truth, the nightmare did not start with the arrest of my husband in 2003, but it started in 1995 when the media started viciously attacking us and demonizing my husband. So it was a media campaign, and I believe it was orchestrated by the government. The government gave and leaked, some news about my husband and used some reporters here to attack my husband and demonize him. So when they would arrest him later, it would be easy for them, you know, to do so. So, I remember after 2001, the campaign started also more viciously with the interview by O'Reilly on Fox News. That day he contacted my husband and said to him that he was interested in knowing, how the Muslims reacted to September 11th tragedy. And my husband said, of course, I would love to come and talk about it because we are against it. We're against the killing of innocent civilians in any part of the world. And, we condemned it and we can come and talk about it. But he deceived us. It wasn't about that at all. He wanted to, again, attack my husband and defame him. And what he did was so malicious. It was a call for murder. He wanted someone to go and kill my husband. And that's why the following day we received this threat. And, something, when I look at it, what's the difference between O'Reilly and those in Rwanda that are being tried now by the international court, those who incited people to go and kill and murder? There is no difference at all. But this man is so vicious, and he has no morals at all. So anyway, when my husband was arrested, of course, the demonization continued and even became worse. And since that day, we haven't really had a time to rest. Only when I went to Norway 2 weeks ago to promote our film there, the documentary USA versus the Larian, where I felt that I was being I was treated as a human being again. And that's what's happening in America. They demonize the Palestinian people, especially my family, to a level that we don't feel that we are humans,
Well, I think, Nahla, what really happened is Sami became an effective leader, not just in the Palestinian community, but also in the United States, because he had effected policy, and he became a force that they did not want a voice to speak for the Palestinians, because as you know, and as a lot of our listeners know, the Palestinians have no voice in the United States in the mainstream media. And Sami was becoming that voice, and that voice had to be shut off. And I think what they did probably with Sami is to probably discourage other Palestinians from pursuing and from speaking out against the Israeli atrocities against the Palestinian people and the murdering that's taking place every day as we speak in Palestine. And that's basically, in my opinion, why they had to shut off Sami, to discourage other people, because if it happened to Sami, then it could happen to anyone. And I believe probably some of these Palestinian voices that were out there, when they saw what happened with Sami, they probably were afraid. Do you know if that had any impact on the Palestinian cause? When we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you if you know that Sami's arrest, if it had any effect on Palestinian activism in the United States. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues on RBN. I am Hisham Tilawi. We are speaking with Nahla Laryan. She is the wife of Sami Laryan, professor of computer science at the University of South Florida. You know, it's interesting that Sami Laryan being in jail for basically doing nothing or committing no crime, while at the same time we have the Jonathan Pollard, who is in jail for committing one of probably the biggest treasons against this country by giving secrets, a room full of documents, to the Israelis. Jonathan Pollard happened to be Jewish, and this is not the first time that Israel had committed such a crime against the United States and spying on the United States. And now we hear a lot of people wanting to free Jonathan Pollard, even some voices in the government saying that he had paid for his crime and he should be released. Now, if somebody has committed such a crime, ladies and gentlemen, it's a shame when we hear people in the government saying to release him, while at the same time, the government is keeping an innocent man away from his family, away from his job, destroyed his life. This man was a super professor. He was a very successful professor, and now he sits in jail. Nahla, what I asked you a question before we went to the break, if you know if that kind of was a disadvantage for Palestinian activism in the United States if they wanted to make an example out of Sammy. And at the same time, what can people listening to us do to help Sammy's cause?
Well, you know, what happened is that when Sammy was arrested, of course, the local community here became very, very scared because a lot of them were visited by the FBI and some of them felt, you know, really like they were threatened in a way. So they tried to stay quiet. If you come and live in Tampa, you will see that the Muslim community is so really like dormant, you know. Because they are afraid of speaking out, afraid of just being, or you know, normal human beings talking about what matters to them. If you talk on the phone about what's happening in Palestine, this became a crime. You know, it's like you have no right to speak even about what's happening to your people, to your relatives there. You know, so we cannot help our relatives either by sending them even a small amount of money. This is a crime. Everything a crime. You know, so you feel like you live in a police state. You know, the Constitution, the great document in America, is really now dormant too. You know, nobody follows the Constitution anymore. So this atmosphere of fear and intimidation is not healthy to our country, because America is famous for, you know, protecting the freedoms and the rights of people. And if minorities feel scared all the time, this is not good, you know. You will not have a healthy society.
Right.
So here, what's happening is that the Palestinian cause, you know, is suffering. The Palestinian people are suffering more and more. Children are victims of sanctions against them. Everybody there is hungry, and you feel so guilty all the time that you cannot help, you cannot do anything here, you know. And that's why the role of the American people is very important. They have more powers than we have, more rights, because they, especially those who belong to the majority.
You tell me specific things that our listeners can do?
Yeah, they can write letters to newspapers talking about the Palestinian problem, talking about what's happening to Palestinian activists in America, why our government, instead of targeting the real terrorists, they go after Palestinian activists who want to talk about a legitimate cause here, which is the Palestinian cause, the occupation of the Palestinians by Israel for a long time. This is legitimate and legal, and the American people should know about what's happening in Palestine, because it's affecting everybody around the world, you know, not only the Palestinians who suffered for a long time. So they have to talk about it. They have to send letters, as I said. They have to ask the government to stop targeting Palestinian activists who have the right to speak out. They are just exercising their human rights here, God-given rights, you know, to every human being to talk and speak, and no one can silence.
Now, where is Sammy now? What prison is he in?
Sammy is in Butner, North Carolina. He's in a federal medical facility. He's been on a hunger strike for 41 days, and yesterday my son visited him for the first time since he started the hunger strike, and he came in a wheelchair because he's very, very weak, and he lost a lot of weight. My son begged him to stop, and he said, no, I'm not going to stop until this injustice is lifted, because the government wants to prolong his imprisonment by dragging him here and there to testify against people, which is against his principles and against the agreement he signed with the government. As I said, my husband could have taken, you know, less punishment and less months of imprisonment if he accepted in the beginning to cooperate like so many people. But my husband said, no, I'm going to take the maximum, but I'm not going to cooperate. And the government said, fine. And now the government is not keeping its promise, and they are dragging him to Virginia to testify in the second grand jury after the first one expired. And that's why he said, the government is harassing me. The government, by the way, put him in disgusting and filthy jails and prisons many, many times. And he suffered a lot because of that, you know, 23-hour lockdown every day. So all those inhumane conditions, in addition to, you know, prolonging his imprisonment and dragging him to testify before grand juries, all this has to stop. And the American people have the power to stop this by contacting our Attorney General Gonzalez, by sending him letters to ask him to stop, you know, this harassment, and by also contacting the Judge Gerald Lee in the Eastern District of Virginia. Tell, please, the judge that Sammy, you know, signed a deal with the government, and the government has to keep its promise to him.
Okay.
That he will leave America when he's done with his sentence, which is April 13th. And now we are in March, so what was left is only just a little bit more than 1 month, you know.
Okay. You're listening to Current Issues, and we welcome your call-ins. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We welcome your comments on the issue we're discussing, which is justice for Sammy Alarian, who sits in jail for no crime committed, just for speaking his mind. I thought he was living in a country that cherishes freedom of the press and freedom of this of speech for individual citizens, but apparently that landed him in jail. And just how many people you think will be in jail for speaking their mind, only God knows. And it's amazing that this thing would happen in the United States. And Nahla, have you, is the harassment still going on? I'm kind of curious to know what your day-to-day life is. Are you, when do you think this will, you said it's less than a month. Is that going to be the end of it, or is he going to be out? When do you think he will be out?
No, unfortunately. You see, he was supposed to be out by April 13th, but now the judge, because of his contempt of court imprisonment, you know, the judge is going to increase or prolong his imprisonment at least 18 months more. And then maybe the government will turn the civil contempt into a criminal contempt that will put my husband in jail for at least 3 years, God knows for how long more. This is crazy. And this is so vicious. And I can't believe that some prosecutors can do this to prisoners, but unfortunately in the system, yeah, you can expect anything from the federal prosecutor. And I think the legal system in America needs a lot of correction, because here judges are very, very, you know, I don't know, they are part of the problem. They are either cowardly or...
They are part of the system, and the whole system is corrupt, so the judges will not be spared that corruption.
Found out, you know, we could not believe what kind of laws they have here. The conspiracy law that was made for the mafia, you know, gangs, was used against political activists. You know, a lot of evil laws are in the system here that need to be just removed and getting rid of.
That is, yes, definitely. That is a big mess. Now, are you planning when Sammy gets out, inshallah, soon, are you planning on staying, remaining in the United States? I know you have 5 children,
no,
some of them in college.
Part of the deal is that Sammy will leave the U.S. Part of the agreement that we signed with the government is that we will leave the United States. Our older kids who are American citizens can stay, but my husband and I and the younger ones want to leave and just start our life somewhere else. They stole from our life about 10 years, and that's more than enough, you know. I want them to just leave us alone and you know, have some peace.
There goes the American dream. And if it happened to Sammy, it could happen to anyone, definitely. I don't think Sammy I still say that probably Sammy was, they wanted to make an example of Sammy to discourage everybody else, but unfortunately to you that is very personal, and it is not destroyed only Sammy's life, but also the lives of those that Sammy is associated with, his children, his wife, his family. And unfortunately, something like this would happen in the United States, the supposedly the land of the free and the brave, and justice for all. Apparently, we have selective justice here in the country. And, you know, God knows it was only going to take the people. In a democracy, the people are responsible for what the government does. Otherwise, it is a fascist state if the people can't do anything to change any the situation. And, of course, you know, the only power that the people have is the vote that the Constitution had given them. But that is not working anymore, because the people that you vote for in government are basically people that they were handpicked by the system. And that's why we are here today. So it doesn't really matter who you vote for in this country, because they already picked them, and it doesn't matter who wins. They already have influence on them. So the only solution left in the country is for the people to take matters in their own hands and get out there in the streets. And I'm not advocating violence, you know, situations here, no. But there's still a lot of the vote is not working anymore. The ballot box is not working anymore. So people need to speak out. People need to speak out to their relatives, to their friends, to their neighbors. You know, the story of Samuel Ariane is a tragedy, and I hope everyone listening to us would discuss this with his neighbors and friends, and contact your congressmen, contact your TV stations, your newspapers, that they do need to see what is going on with Sammy and his situation. And the man is on a hunger strike. He has lost probably about, I think, 45, 47 pounds already. And this is a tragedy in the making. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we did not know what was happening in World War II, and they lied to us. But now things are happening instantaneously. They're happening as we speak. And if you're not doing anything about it, you are committing the same mistake and the same fault as with everyone else in the government, because it is your right to talk about it, and you're not saying anything about it. Nahla, are you? I know you have decided to go out and publicize Sammy's, because we tried to get you when the trial was going on at that time, and I think it was the advice of the attorneys that not to publicize it and not to make it into a political case, but actually just leave it as the evidence, and we will prove that the evidence in court were wrong. But that did not work. Do you have attorneys that are advising you now that it needs to be made into a political case?
Well, it has been a political case from the start. When my husband was arrested, he said this is all political. It's all about politics. And he was correct, you know. There are people here with the pro-Israel lobby and the neocons. They wanted the arrest of my husband, and they went after him, and they arrested him without having any evidence. They know that they did not have evidence, but they continued with the indictment. You know, they got the indictment because of the lying that they did. They lied so much to the grand jury, and that's why they got it. But then when we went to court, of course, we won, thank God, because the jury didn't see any evidence against my husband. Yeah, the case is political. Our lawyers wanted to take care of it, and they did. And, you know, now we have the right to speak out and tell people about what's happening to my husband. You know, the only way for any just solution to my husband's predicament is through speaking out. And as you said, you know, people should go and talk to others and inform others and write letters. This is the activism that is nonviolent and peaceful, and everybody should do it. Our voice is very powerful if we you know, all of us talk together.
I agree with you, and I'm calling on all American citizens, regardless if they are Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Sikhs. I think Sami's problem is not a Palestinian problem. It's not a Muslim problem. It is an American problem that this could take place in the United States. And I think that there's no other way but to go ahead and publicize the story, and hopefully something will come out of you know, this publicity. For those who are joining us, we are speaking with Nahla Al-Aryan, the wife of Sami Al-Aryan, and we will also have Nahla on the TV program on Tuesday, Current Issues TV program on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central, and you can get that on www.currentissues.tv, currentissues.tv. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues. And with us, Nahla Al-Aryan, the wife of Sami Al-Aryan. Nahla, we have some callers. Some of them wanted to know. I know you said the name of the facility where Sami is. Yeah. But could you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, it is Butner, North Carolina. That's that town. It is B as in boy, B-U-T, as in Tom, N-E-R, Butner. And the facility is called Federal Medical Facility.
Okay, so he is in Butner, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And Federal Medical Facility?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to have any phone numbers or anything to that facility?
No, I mean, but you know something, you can get everything. You can get all the information. I think if you go to freesamialarian.com, our website, okay. If you look at it, it has all the information.
Okay, that is www.freesamialarian.com, and you will get the information where Sammy is. Send him letters, send letters to the facility, and let's see, hopefully Sammy will be out soon. We do have some callers on the line. We go to Mark with in Ohio. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Hisham and Nala. Excellent program. I just have a few comments to make. The first is, anybody who wonders why there are people in Palestine who strap themselves up with explosives and destroy themselves in order to exact something close to justice, this is a perfect example of why this takes place. Here you have an innocent man who is intelligent, who is eloquent, he speaks well, and he plays by the rules. I mean, notice, he wasn't indicted on drug running. He wasn't indicted on anything, on tax evasion or anything like that. Because he speaks well and because he defies the stereotype of the Palestinian Muslim as being violent and uneducated and brutal, because of that, they still destroy him anyway. And so the only thing that this man can do to exact some type of justice for what was done to him is to destroy himself by starving himself to death in the same way that these people over in Palestine will do something that appears to be completely irrational by blowing themselves up. That's the first comment that I'd like to make. Second comment is this. Over the course of the last 5 years, it should be apparent to the people in this country who are paying attention, this is not your country anymore. It's not your government anymore. It belongs to another entity, and that entity is known as Israel. And this situation with Sammy Al-Aryan is a perfect example of this. The man was innocent. He was acquitted of these charges. The other charges he probably would have been acquitted on as well. And rather than play fair, they have to play dirty because that's the only way that they can win. And that is why this man's family has been destroyed. And the thing is, to the American people, it's going to happen to you too as well unless you stand up and do something about it.
Thank you, Mark. Mark, I just want to let Nahla talk, but you know, the suicide bombing that you mentioned is an interesting thing, because when you hear about Palestinians, that's probably the first thing that comes to mind. Even though the Israelis are killing the Palestinians every day, and the suicide bombings did not really happen that much, and it looks like we are at the end of the show. So Nahla, I just wanted to say thank you for coming on the program. And hopefully we'll see you Tuesday on the TV program. Okay, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next Saturday, 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Central, on RBN. We will be here.